Yo, what's really good out there, man? You know, another installment of the Romello's Way podcast, man. We back at it. You know, this segment right here is entitled, man, Let's Talk. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit out there that we want to really discuss that, you know, we didn't really touch on. Currently, we going into the last phase of Black History Month. We all know that shit. That shit came and went very quickly. But in hindsight, 2020 and all that, every month is Black History Month. Just stay in tune, right? The first piece of business that I got right now for the people is just, you know, does that know this is just Let's Talk, you know what I'm saying? So we just we ranging from different areas to different, you know what I'm saying? We just gonna float. First piece of business that I'm really trying to discuss is like that 9-to-5 theory. So like, yo, Mello, what the fuck you mean by 9-to-5 theory? So the 9-to-5 theory is based upon, you know, do you quit your job for passive income, or do you keep your job in security purposes and still try to get some passive income? Now, it was told to me about with your 9-to-5, you might not have time to get something passive. You might. Then I heard if you quit your 9-to-5 and you go remote, meaning like you can work from home, shit of that nature, you might, you know what I'm saying? You might land yourself into something lucrative for yourself, you know? Me personally, you know, I had a 9-to-5. I have felt sick, you know what I mean, recovered. Do some good graces. And, you know, I'm not really with that company no more. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things going on. So now I find myself doing other things. You know what I'm saying? I have t-shirts. I have mugs. You know what I'm saying? I got wraps. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever's available, I'm into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to put niggas up on game. So at the end of the day, right? We want to figure out, is everything lucrative for the main source? You know what I'm saying? The main source being income, right? Everybody need income. Everybody got bills to pay, shit like that, you know, all types of shit. You feel me? So, you know, technically, nobody really wants to work a 9-to-5. We get it. You know what I'm saying? We get it. We get it. Nobody really wants to work a 9-to-5, though. You heard? But if you could find various ways to create income online, then that's the special gift. Now, again, you got to put work in on this shit. This shit ain't just going to happen easy for everybody and everybody to think, yo, this shit is easy. I might as well just jump into it and get a couple of dollars. Nah, it really ain't that easy, though. You heard? Sometimes you just got to put that work in. And putting that work in means requiring your time. So like, yo, Mello, man, that shit is difficult because I got to pay these bills. I got to get this. So, all right, in hindsight, right, keep your 9-to-5. Fuck it, it's simple, right? Keep your 9-to-5 and then try to create on outside of that. You still got a couple hours to create. 24 hours in a day from what they said. But hindsight, is 20, you know, it's more than that. It's how you rotate your time. You know what I'm saying? So, and like, all right, so Mello, how you rotating your time? So how I'm rotating my time, again, like I said, it's all about finding multiple streams of income. That's all it's about. You know what I'm saying? Once you find that, you know what I'm saying, you can probably prosper into something that could be lucrative. Because out of the 9, you're going to find 5. You know what I'm saying? Out of the 9, you're going to find 5. So it makes sense from that angle, doesn't it? Like, so with that being said, it's like, you know, those are the routes that niggas got to take if they want to be successful right on 9-to-5. Now, trust me, it ain't easy. You're going to have to go through trials and tribulations just like how it is in real world. Online is like the real world. You got to go through all these trials and tribulations. You might have to go through more just in order to get your shit felt, get your shit heard, whatever you into. You could drop a link to your address. Let niggas come pick up some merch. Drop a link to your You know what I mean? Mixtapes, singles, whatever. Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm only saying that to say, you know, there's various ways to kind of like get it. But the PS is like, you got to put that work in, right? At the end of the day, an OG told me, man, you don't want to be working for somebody forever, right? You want to just kind of create your own income and shit like that, right? I said, yeah, 100%. How do I start? You know what I'm saying? Long story short, it was told to me to do your research. Figure out what you want to do, and then go do it. So like I said, you know, my merch is all that. I created a merch line. 7 by Legacy line, the LX7 situation. It ain't really popping or popular like that, but it's a start. You know what I'm saying? It's from the ground up. Feel me? So it's out the mud with it. You know what I mean? Not everybody gonna support because they gotta believe in your shit. You know what I mean? So I gotta do some historical shit, some real monumental shit, in order to get this shit popping. You feel me? So, you know, we just try to, like, you know, get plans in order, you know. We got to have, like, a 5 to 10 year plan. I'm only talking to myself, though. And once you discover that 5 year plan, 10 year plan, then maybe you could able. All right, so now the key thing is this, though, right? What they were telling me, because I don't really fuck with nobody. Everybody weird to me. So they're like, yo, bro, you got to build some type of circle. If you think everybody weird, try to find some niggas that ain't weird. You know what I'm saying? They build your circle. I said, oh, shit, you right. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, yeah, you right. It make more sense. So, I'm just like, all right. Now we got to build the empire. It's my little dynasty shit. So I got to build that shit. I like savage shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to ramble. I ain't trying to gamble with the people and all that. But I'm just telling you people, like, you know, there's another way. You know what I mean? But look, at the end of the day, keep the 9-to-5 theory. Fuck it. Keep the 9-to-5 theory. That's security. I mean, long as you're able to get up in the morning, make something happen, that's the theory. It's all about progression. You know what I'm saying? Never no decline. Sometimes there's going to be some situations where some shit might decline. But you always got to have that plan B for progressiveness. Though, you know what I'm saying? And once you have that progress for progressiveness, then the sky's the limit, though, you heard? So, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta do your thing on top of that, though. You know what I'm saying?